Good morning. Coming up on 840 on the Mighty 690, 67 degrees here in Coffeyville. And it's time to chat with Denise York from Coffeyville Reawakening. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, James. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. It's great to have you in. It's the second time I've seen you now. I think you were here on my first day.
Yes. Yeah.
So that was great.
So you've had a good week.
I've had a good week. You know, always busy on your first week. So much to learn. Everything's new. But we're starting to get into the saddle and starting to anticipate the guests we have and everything.
Fantastic.
So
yeah.
That's good. So what is going on with Coffeyville Reawakening?
Coffeyville Reawakening. Well, the first thing I wanted to start out with was the Midland Theater, which is, you know, part of our group. And this Friday night, we have our next outdoor movie, which is American Graffiti. So along with that, we've got a cruise scheduled. So if you have your classic car or cruise in 8th Street, I think that starts about 6 o'clock, and then inviting everybody over to the UP Park, you know, bring your cars down, park them around 7 o'clock, 7:30, something like that. We've got the movie will start at dusk, and we've got Nanny Soul Food Truck coming in. They're going to start serving around 6 o'clock. They will be in the UP parking lot. So if you like cars, want to cruise, just kind of hang out for the night, hopefully it'll be a great night. I don't know what the weather is going to be.
Yes, you said so, Friday night?
Friday
yep,
night.
It's going to be a low of 61 overnight. It's going to be great weather, I think. 92 during the day, so by the time that starts, we'll probably be very pleasant in the mid-70s, I'm going to guess.
Great.
So I don't think we could get a better weather for that.
All right, because the last movie we had perfect weather, so we're looking forward to it again. Yeah. This week, and we're going to try, if we get some people down, maybe this isn't really a kids movie, you know, more preteen.
Yeah.
And things, so we're looking at maybe trying out a drag race down 8th Street.
Excellent.
In front of the Midland. Now we're talking remote control cars.
Well, you know,
not the kind you ride in, you know. So if you know, if you have a remote control car at home, bring it down and we'll put you in the bracket and see how it goes. We may not have anybody, but we're going to try it.
Yeah.
It could be a fun activity.
I'm really hoping to make it because I have not seen American Graffiti in a while, and
yep.
It is a great movie this time of year. If you're not familiar, it's kind of about these kids' last hurrah before they all part ways after high school.
Right.
You know, right before, you know, school or college or, you know, jobs for them are going to start. So it's just a great movie. I'm all about, like, I'm got an old soul, so I like that time period and everything. So I'm looking forward to that. Do people bring chairs or blankets to set up?
Chairs, blankets, you know, whatever. We block off the street so there's a place for everybody to sit. And, you know, they'll sit on the curb or they'll sit on the back of their truck in the parking lot. So it's just your chairs are the best bet. I think that's going to be the most comfortable to bring your lawn chairs.
I have one of those hammock chairs. Have you seen those?
Yes.
Where you're kind of suspended?
Yeah.
I might bring that.
Bring that because that would be
you can lean
cool,
back.
So,
it's really fun.
Right. And you want to be comfortable, too.
So, of course.
You know, we'll wake you up if you fall asleep and send you home. So, Coffeyville Coffee Company will be there. And I don't know if you guys realize that they have launched their Wayward Sun coffee, the organic coffee that is sponsored by Phil Ehart of Kansas. But $4 off of each bag of that goes to the Midland Theater Foundation.
Oh, okay.
So they'll be there. They're always a good, you know, they've got their ice cream and drinks and coffee and everything. So
and I saw yesterday, I was riding my bike around. It looked like they were putting like beans on the front of the building there. There were a couple of girls sitting there and they were doing like their decals sort of thing.
Oh, really?
On the front of the building.
So I'll have to check that out when I go by today. Yeah. So, you know, so we appreciate everything that they've done for us. We also want to thank the sponsors, Liebert Brothers and Isham's Hardware. They provide the popcorn. It's free every movie night, so you can thank them for that. CVR provides the porta potties for us. So, Community State Bank, they sponsor the movies. So they've done that over the last couple of years. We very much appreciate what they've done.
Nice, yeah. Because you can't just have a DVD player, you know, hooked up to it. There,
well, you can, you know, but if you get caught,
you're
in trouble.
Exactly. So no, that's really great.
Yeah, that would set us back a little bit on our fundraising right there. So, yeah, they've been great about sponsoring that, and then First Student at the Bus Barn, they have donated water to us. So they've been a new sponsor here this last year. So I think that's about it for this Friday's movie night. Now, the next movie night after this will be October 7th, and it's The Princess Bride.
Oh, okay.
So look forward to that one. Now, on American Graffiti, if you want to get dressed up in your best 50s and 60s, you know, I mean, it's all about cruising, cars, drag racing, and music, basically.
Absolutely. So, that's great.
And then we will have, you know, we'll be playing some music from the past, so come out and enjoy yourself. Princess Bride, and then the 100 Mile Garage Sale, sponsored by the Chamber, is this weekend also, so make sure you come downtown and or just around town where everything's set up and support that.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I've seen some, even some of the storefronts, they're getting some stuff ready, you know, that people might own, and so people can go in there and they're staging things.
Right. I mean, it's all over the place. I mean, it's a good weekend to just get out and get your car out and go cruising and see what you can purchase and throw in the back, right?
Yeah, everyone's excited for that, including myself.
Yeah, everything you don't need is out there, so you just have to find it.
Yes, right? And then so we can all take everything and then put it in each other's basements and sheds. So
right.
Distribute everything around.
Just move around. Yes. So, and then Hops Around Town, October 8th is coming up, so that's going to be the next big thing downtown. So, you know, everybody get out and support that one. Christmas on the Plaza, we're starting planning for it. We do have the movie Polar Express scheduled for 12:10. That's a Saturday night, I'm pretty sure. And that's going to be sponsored by Commercial Bank. They sponsored the Grinch last year at Christmas on the Plaza. So we're looking forward to see what kind of activities we're going to have downtown around that. So all that planning's coming up. And if you want to volunteer to help out, give us a call. You know, let us know. Go on Facebook. We're out there. So
Christmas will be here before we know it. Even though I don't even want to think about it right now. I haven't even really touched fall yet.
Exactly.
But it's coming.
I mean, you know, the football games and everything going on now, you know, that's what we're kind of gearing for. But we need to get the planning started here. And hopefully we'll have a lot of things available for people so they don't have to drive out of town to shop and do those kind of things. So. And along with Christmas on the Plaza, we can't forget the Brown Mansion Candlelight Tours. I mean, that's a huge, huge event for the Historical Society. And we just get a lot of people in from out of town on that one. So.
Those mansion tours, I've done similar tours before, like in Wichita, there's a Kirby Castle, I think is what it is, where they had a chance where you could go through it. So I imagine it's somewhat similar, and it's always neat seeing historic homes and buildings like that.
Right. And at Christmas time, this is Darla Thornburg and her husband. They do an excellent job, you know, of organizing it. I think they have at least 150 Christmas trees inside. So if you haven't been to that, you'll have put it at the top of your list.
Yes, that does sound great.
It does. It's just beautiful inside, all the lights and the Christmas trees, organizations, everybody around town will sponsor a tree and decorate it, you know, accordingly. So it's fun to go look at and see what the creative, you know, thoughts around town are. So don't forget that. And the last thing I wanted to bring up was the Dalton Defender Days Marching Band Festival that CCC is promoting and putting on. First time that we've had it here. I know Dr. Wiggins is out looking for sponsors. He's got a goal that he needs to meet. So if you want to donate, you know, get a hold of Dr. Wiggins at the college. And the festival is Tuesday, October 4th.
Okay.
And they're looking at having over, you know, 1,000 kids in here for the marching bands. It's 15 to 20 bands will be here. It's at Veterans Memorial Stadium from 9 to 5. And there is a charge. It's, I think, $2 for adults and $1 for students. But they're going to have food trucks. It's going to be an all-day deal. But it's just exciting, you know, because this is something new we've never done before.
And so is this high school marching bands?
High school marching bands, yes.
Excellent. I mean, that is I think, you know, that's one of my favorite parts of any game is seeing the band.
Right.
Because it's so special that the music's great. And I'm like, man, can we just have this as the halftime show, you know, right, on the radio instead of talking?
Well, then you need to be there because this will be an all day. I know Independence, Coffeyville, Caney High Schools will all be here and others from around the area. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, so start of October, that will be really good.
Right. So, James, that's about all I have. Do you have anything?
No, that is all sounds really good. I am looking forward to American Graffiti. I would like to make it out for there. Of course, I don't have far to go.
Yeah, that's right. You don't. So come on, Dan, and we can put you to work, too.
I'm sure you can. Oh, that's great. Well, Denise York, I really appreciate you coming in here. Glad to see you back on this Thursday, and I'll look forward to see you on here next week, right?
Okay, so that's right.
That's on my calendar. So we're going to have a busy Thursday next week, but we will get you in, and always good to hear updates on good things happening in Coffeyville.
Okay, come on downtown. Thanks for the time, and welcome.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Denise York with Coffeyville Reawakening, and we'll continue with more here on the Mighty 690. Open line just a few minutes away here on KGGF.